God of Abraham, Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for this day. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Now bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, thank God for Jesus. What happening now is because of what Jesus done. I don't gaga heal. He done something that nobody else could ever do. He saved our dying lives. Those who are saved. And I'm so glad I'm saved. I'm not boasting within myself. I'm boasting in what Jesus has done. I'm not going to hell when I die. I'm not going to hell. I gave my life to Christ. I'm not going to hell. I'm not going to hell when I die. You ought to know where you're going when you die. You ought to know where you're going. The God that needs nothing, God who needs nothing. Number 72. God who need nothing. If I don't wave my hand, he's still going to be God. If I don't come to church, he's still going to be God. If I never say amen, he's still going to be God. I never pay my dues. And I said dues. He's still going to be God. If you don't shake my hand, I don't shake you. He's still going to be God. He doesn't need nobody. He's in a class all by himself. I'm so glad he put me on his side. Yeah, thank y'all for your good singing. Bless your heart. Amen. You ever do it, cry, make God bless y'all here. Yeah. Yes, Lord. He needs nothing. Open your Bible, if you will, to Matthew 24:13-14. And then we're going to skip to 24 and 25. Bless his holy name. Matthew 24:13-14 and 24 and 25. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for witness. Everybody say witness.
Witness.
Unto all nations. And then shall the end come. 24 verse. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it was possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And that 25th verse, he had repeated what he's saying. Behold, I have told you before. In other words, I'm telling you again. He's letting us know that it's a serious matter. Because our soul is at stake. Don't be deceived by Satan. That's all he's saying. Don't be deceived by Satan. We take him lightly.
Yes,
take Satan too lightly.
All right. Amen.
He nothing to play with.
All right.
I say he nothing to play with. He at your soul. He at your soul, especially those who are not saved.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
You can't get mine. Mine been locked in. I'm not boasting on myself, but I'm boasting on Christ. See, if you've been born again, your soul is locked in. Locked in. See, I'm bragging on Jesus. See, I'm in Jesus. He can't jump in Jesus to get me out.
Pastor.
See, that really good to be what? Saved!
Right.
That's what we got to deal with. Folks ain't talking about being what? Saved!
Yes, Pastor. Right.
Everybody just don't jump to go to heaven. Because if you're popular, that don't make you go to heaven. Because if you're a big shot, that doesn't make you go to heaven. Because you got money, that don't make you go to heaven. You got to go to somebody. And we take it lightly. There's a deceiver out here. And the devil wants your soul. But thank God for Jesus. The gospel been preached. We got a Bible. And yet still, folks take chances with their soul. Don't take it lightly. And my brothers and sisters, notice the church now. She's trying to stay in friendship with the world. I said, notice. If you're not spiritually minded, you'll miss it.
All right.
If you got a worldly type mind, you'll never see what in this Bible. You'll read the newspaper before you read this, and believe the newspaper before you believe what God has said. God Almighty, the world is at you. The world hates you. I mean, I pray for those young fellas, come call them, your sisters, that the devil want them bad.
All right.
That's the reason, my brother and sister, if you ever gave your child to Jesus, it's time now.
All right.
Your child, your children. But make sure you're saved first. If you're not saved, you know good well. They won't get saved until somebody tell them about Jesus. You got to show some Jesus in you.
Thank you.
We're not talking about the last days now.
All right.
Somebody got to say something about them. We're living right here, right now. We see it every day of our lives. And he's saying nothing much about it. The devil wants you to stay quiet about these last days. Bless his holy name.
Glory. Glory.
We try. If y'all notice now, we try. If you notice the Bible and look what happened in the world, we trying to walk with the world and Jesus at the same time. The church. I'm dealing with the church now. I'm in the church. I'm in the church. Not a church, but the church. A lot of a churches out there, but number one, the church. Jesus owned that church, and that church is on a rock. And God knows what he's doing. The world don't know what she's doing. And I find out something. By going along with the world, you'll do anything. God Almighty, you'll do anything. I find out, and you see it too. It gets so now, Paul, that you can see it almost. Those who read this Bible can see what happened.
Right,
if you doesn't read the Bible, not in Jesus Christ, you can't see nothing.
You're right.
You'll see things going on fine, but we can see the time is winding up on us.
Amen.
Winding up. Oh, boy.
Amen.
And my brother and sister, you talking about a place to go when you leave here. That means, Matthew trying to tell us, don't be deceived.
Right.
We've been too easy to be deceived. I'm talking about the church. We got the written Bible right here and still in the church, still being so deceived. You can understand folks out in the world, but we got it right here before us to let us see that something happening to us and we can't even see it.
My Lord.
We take it too lightly. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, the way things are going now, the devil is trying to make God's word look bad. Not only look bad, he's trying to make it seem like it's wrong. What bothered me is the church folks. They go along with what's going on in the world. If it ever was a time that the church needs to stand on God's word, it's right now. We don't agree with the world.
Go ahead, Pastor.
If you don't study God's word and not in God's word, you agree with the world.
Amen.
And Paul, what we ought to watch.
Go ahead.
Jesse, we ought to watch what he done said.
That's right.
That's right.
You ought to watch what he already done what? Said.
That's right.
Nobody can do like this and talk like this but God.
My Lord.
You got to realize that God knows his work from the beginning to the ending.
Amen.
God knows where stress is ahead, wondering what's going to happen tomorrow. He got tomorrow already in his hand.
Already.
Who else going to stand if the church doesn't stand? Who else going to say amen to God's word if the church doesn't say amen? Not the politician, no, we the church. We in these last days. You can believe if you want to. God is merciful. He ain't fighting to get nobody. He don't need nobody. He need nothing. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, I will tell you, every real Christian, please, don't get discouraged. I'm begging you. Please don't get discouraged because of the worldly people are changing everything but right. But the right thing. They want to get rid of the right thing. Trying to make wrong right and right wrong. Oh, my. Why are things happening like this, Reverend Walker? Jesus already predicted.
Right.
In the last days, they're going to change my word. Regardless of what the world come up with, they're trying to change to make God out of line. What troubling me is the church. What we shaking for? What we right and trembling about? God's word don't stand. Why is it so easy that you can let somebody persuade you to go against God's word and you're supposed to be a Christian?
That's right. Hallelujah.
Word up.
Oh. Well, Reverend, what? You know, I heard a preacher on radio, on television, I heard all that children, that, if go against the Bible, I don't care who he is, he's false.
All right.
If he go against this, he is false.
Amen.
Jesus told us in the last days they'll be here. Not only the poor people, they're all over the church. You got to understand that. Your co-worker next to you, talking to you every Sunday.
That's right.
Or every day. Guide your mind and you got a Bible. Don't let a devil guide your mind and you know the word of God. You already know the word of God. Because they're a good speaker, they can talk well, they go, they been everywhere, but they can't do nothing with this right here.
Right. Show enough, brother.
Oh boy, I'm about to get happy.
Thank you.
But Reverend, what? They out-talk me. I got some talking folks on the job, and they out-talk me, and I can't talk like they talk. Well, let me tell you something. If you don't say but two words,
all right.
Come on. If all you got to say is Jesus, if you hold on to that, you're gonna win. If you hold on to the name Jesus, you can't lose. What did he do? He died. The world know he died, but the world don't know he got up. You know he got up. They don't know he got up. We know he lived. We know something they don't know.
All right.
Well, got the church shaking. That's troubling me. I don't know about y'all. I said the world got the church shaking.
Right.
What you shaking for? God got this world in his hand. You just got to believe he is alive. Oh. Don't get discouraged. I'm talking to the real saints now. Don't get discouraged. God got everything in his hand. For as God is concerned, nothing out of control. It's going on just like he said it's going to go. Read your Bible. Oh, this God world. He got it going just like he said it's going to go.
Right.
Still tell people it's only one way to heaven.
All right.
I don't care what they come up with.
All right.
Only one way to heaven is through the name Jesus. And the only way of getting saved is on Jesus. And the only way to be saved on this side of life has got to be who? Jesus.
Right.
See, the devil makes some folks think when you die, you get saved on the other side. No, it's too late on the other side. You got to get saved on this side. Oh. When I die, I meet my mother. She don't save a seat for me. That the devil deceive you.
That's right.
Mama just scares the daddy in herself.
That's right.
My papa squares in himself. The Bible says, if the righteous scarcely, didn't the Bible say that? If the righteous scarcely be saved, how about the Son of Man? In other words, I squeezed in myself. I can't save you no seat. You've got to claim your own seat by giving your life to Christ. The old folks, we talk about them, laugh at them.
Yeah.
The old folks, we get around there shouting when I was a boy. They holler, I got my ticket.
All right.
I got my ticket in my hand.
All right.
Do you have your ticket?
Yeah.
The ticket got to have Jesus' name on it. I'm trying to encourage the church. Hold your head up in these last days. Don't you see what's happening? Don't take it lightly. It won't get no better. What you see now won't get no better. I promise you. Won't get no better. Bless His holy name. We there in these last and evil days. It's got to be through Jesus Christ. And my brothers and sisters, heaven, salvation is nothing cheap. It cost God His only Son. But on earth, we can take it lightly. Satan love how we doing, and we taking it what? Lightly.
All right, Pastor.
Taking it lightly.
Right.
Preacher don't say much about it. If there ever was a time we need to preach about this, it's that now.
All right.
We take it lightly.
Right.
And the devil wants you to take it lightly.
Yeah.
He wants to believe everything but what this Bible says.
Right.
Watch this now. Watch this. Did you not know? Do you not know this, that if a man die without Jesus, he goes to hell? Take it light, love you won't. That's we, the deceivers out here. The devil wants folks to go to hell with him. He put it in your mind, don't believe. Wait till next Sunday, wait till next week.
All right.
Oh, you'll make it. Everybody else, you famous, you brought famous folks in hell.
All right.
Big shots in hell, rich folks in hell. Without Jesus, you can't make it.
All right.
Preacher don't even say nothing about hell. Hell's still there.
Yeah, right.
And folks, there's somebody going to hell right now. How about talk?
Yeah.
He a deceiver. And in these last days, I believe, like everything the world come up with, the church grieving with this mess.
You're right.
With this mess. I mean, like we got to stretch our head. God already told you this mess was coming. And we around here shaking like leaves on trees and started standing up for Jesus and bringing up His name. I just get excited. So those who don't know me, I just get excited. When you know Him for yourself. So you got to be in the meat of your own self, you know.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes,
Pastor.
Go ahead.
Yes, he give you crazy boldness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
Bless his holy name.
Yes.
Folks taking the day of a nightmare. God gave us heaven best. Everybody say heaven best. He gave us heaven best. Nothing on this earth is more valuable than Jesus, God's salvation for a man's soul. Nothing. Nothing. You can't come up with nothing more better than Jesus Christ for your soul. That's his holy name. Salvation is man's greatest treasure. God Almighty. It's not about us. It's about the Christ in us. You're trying to get rich. Well, go on, try. I don't know. I don't have a problem harming that. I reckon just don't try to get rich right, you know. And, but, did you not know when you got Jesus, you was a billionaire?
Thank you.
You a billionaire?
Yes, sir.
Trillionaire? Did you not know that?
Yes, sir.
Did you not know when you saved your father? We ain't gonna call him rich. He just got everything in his hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In his hand, Pastor.
Did you not know when you're rich down here, you got to hide your money, you got to tell lies about it, you got to do all that? And watch this. The stuff you got to tell lies about, the stuff you try to hide, when we get to heaven, we don't walk on this stuff. They say the streets appear what? Gold. Not phony stuff, but what? Gold. You bragging on your gold, but we gonna walk on this stuff. The streets are what? Pure gold. Not phony, but pure gold. When you round on your job, I know folks brag on this stuff, and you may not can talk like you can talk.
Yes, sir.
You know, you kind of shut out a little bit, you know. We got the, yeah, girl. Hey, man, I got this, you know, got all that. You may not have said much. Well, you ain't got nothing to say, Walker? Yeah, I got something to say. Just tell them, that's our stuff y'all talking about. I'm an heir of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. That's our stuff.
Come on, boy. Please.
If he want me to have it, I'll get it, but I'm not going to steal it.
All right.
But somebody else don't what? Use your stuff. Sometimes be the folks you hate. Put your treasure up in heaven. Bless his holy name. Don't you let them put your all your head up. You've been born again. You've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And the devil don't want folks to get saved.
That's right.
And he's deceiving folks born and coming. But bother me, the church. What the world doing out there changing things like we getting afraid, don't know what to do. Stand on God's word. Too shaking for. Already done told you this stuff's going to happen. Already done told you. It read there in the Bible. And we run there shaking. We don't know what to do. Stand up for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. That's his holy name. A treasure. God of my salvation is man's greatest treasure. Paul, look at 2 Corinthians for me. 4:7-9. 2 Corinthians 4:7-9. Salvation is man's greatest treasure. God Almighty.
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
Listen at that.
That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Not about us. It's not about a walker, it's about the God in walker. A tread, they called him Jesus a treasure. And that the vessels. He on the inside. If you've been born again, he on the inside of you. God Almighty. And it's not us who doing the work, he working through us. In other words, we got nothing to boast and brag about. Always boast in Jesus, not in yourself. He the one have you wake you up in the morning. I flip it. A treasure in your body. God Almighty. Everybody say treasure. You're rich, but you just haven't received it all yet. You're a billionaire. You're a trillionaire. Oh, boy. We take our salvation to lightly. Take it to lightly. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
We are troubled on every side.
God Almighty.
Yet not distressed.
Oh, how much?
We are perplexed, but not in despair.
Well, what happened, Reverend Walker? All that enemy. Well, let me tell you what. See, the devil troubling you because you belong to God. Yeah. He doesn't really like you. Right. He want to make you look bad. He want to make you give in. Be troubled on every side. Yeah. Distress, all that perplexity. You may not understand it, man. But don't get despair. Stand there and wait on Jesus Christ.
That's right.
God Almighty. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Trouble on, while I'm troubled, the devil at you all the time. The devil at you all the time. That means he said, pray where? All the time. Pray in season, out of season. Pray all the time. Pray when you don't feel like praying. Because the devil want to get a hold to you because the Jesus is in you. He wants you to throw in the towel. He wants you to give up. But you got to stand still. The devil gonna give you some trouble.
Yeah.
Notice sometimes folk that lost don't know Jesus. They know they don't know Jesus. You know it. But look, like everything fall in their hand, don't it? You don't have no trouble. Look like sometimes.
Right.
Don't have everything. Like you catch your head everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Trouble. God be testing you out.
Right.
He ain't gonna put no more than you can bear. But every time you come out of test, he give you more strength to keep on walking.
All right.
He can't destroy you no kind of way. God just be testing us. Yes, you're going to go through some trouble.
Yeah.
If you're going to follow Jesus, you're going to go through some trouble.
Yeah.
The devil going to see to you going through trouble. But God said, I won't put no more in than you can bear.
Yeah.
May not understand everything, but stand still. Don't get despair. Stand still. God will fight your battle if you just keep still. Read on, Paul.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Listen to that.
Cast down, but not destroyed.
Why all this? The devil at you. He hates you because you gave your life to Christ. You're a child of God. Paul says, stand still. Don't get discouraged. What the world going through right now, they haven't seen, we haven't seen nothing yet. I may be in heaven, but watch. You haven't seen nothing yet. You better give yourself to Jesus Christ if you want to stand in this world after a while. I mean that. American, I'm still sinning because I know what you told me. American is sinking and she don't even see herself sinking. Cost you what? Leaving Jesus. When you leave Jesus, you leave everything you got. When you walk off and leave Jesus, you in a mess.
Yes,
you can't fight your own battle. The devil too tough for you. He too powerful for you. But Jesus, you can take anything. They tried to get rid of Jesus, but they couldn't. God Almighty. They caught himself, killed him. He died. He the one can bring himself back again. Can't nobody do that but Jesus.
All right.
So if you follow Jesus, You're going to go through some trouble. Yeah. Even persecute. Your best friend may walk off and leave you. Your best buddy may put you down. Don't worry about that. Long as you got Jesus, you got all the majority on your side. They can't destroy you. No way they go. They can't destroy you. Saints got to stand up in these last and evil days. We don't want to stand. And we ain't saying much about it. Too much? We have apprehended and catching hell all kind of ways. Let the devil jump on the devil taking over churches and everything else. Taking over churches. Caught them. Because saints is not standing up for Jesus Christ. Caught them. Read, Paul.
That's it
right there. Watch this now. Notice in the last days, God Almighty, in the last days, salvation seemed to be cheap. A man value salvation now as nothing much, but it's called heaven best. There's nothing else better in heaven than Jesus Christ. God said it. His son, his only begotten son. But we think it lightly. God Almighty. It's valuable. It's a treasure. And we got to understand I'm in Jesus. And can't nobody come in Jesus and take me out. See, I'm not saved today and lost tomorrow. I'm not saved next week and die in 2 years. I'm still what? Saved. Yes, we gonna understand. We gonna go through some trouble. That's when you got to read your Bible. If any man come after me, that's what it means. I don't care who you are. If any man come after me, he got to get rid of himself, take up his cross daily, not monthly, not yearly, but daily, and follow me. Cross means suffering. Cross means even dying. Yeah, it's trouble following Jesus. Because the devil at you, the devil wants you to go through where you can give up. But don't you give up. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God ain't trying to make it, he already done made it. God already told us we're going to have many last and evil days, but we take it so lightly. And watch this, my brothers and sisters. God, poor little preacher, trying hard to get lost souls saved. That is, lost from God. He trying to give away Jesus that nobody wants. God Almighty. Think about it. We don't want to hear it. Even we hear it. I'm trying to give you a Jesus that you don't even want.
All right.
Who wake you up every morning. Watch over you all day long. Man. Don't even want Jesus. Poor little preacher. But our job, like I'm doing now, don't stop talking about Jesus. Because one day, many of them don't wish they had it listened at the little preacher. Everybody died on go to heaven. You got to understand that. Oh, you may put him away well. So women will say it quick. He was well put away. Oh, that ain't getting no nothing. But if he can just come back with his soul, he'll tell y'all, don't get deceived. I'm in hell. Folks don't even bring up hell no more in church. It's in here. From Genesis to Revelation, hell. Folks still going to hell. We got to talk about it. Because folks don't want to get saved. The devil don't want you to get saved. Let's run folks away. That's their business. If anybody go to hell under my preaching, you wake up, you want to go. I'm going to tell you about Jesus. He come to save us. What you think? Save me. Save, save. I'm saved. Save from what? Hell.
All right.
My soul won't have to go where? To hell. It's just that simple. Make it plain and simple. See, before I got saved, I don't hear folks talking. Well, you know, when you remember out there crazy, it's the best book. You know, yeah, man, I won't be the only one down there. You sure won't. No, no. Gonna be billions down there.
Right.
But I tell you one thing, it ain't no playing the cards. Ain't no going to the football game. Ain't going to fishing no more.
What's up?
It's moaning great day and night. The Bible said groaning and moaning day and night. Day and night.
Hallelujah.
I find out the way God talk is no water in hell.
All right.
Because that rich man went to hell and let him look over the gut there. He saw that poor man in Abraham's bosom. He must put some water over there. He didn't want to feed the old poor man, but he said, let that poor man dip his finger in some water just to touch my tongue. Cough of my heart.
Yeah.
And we got to get this straight now. Because it's happening. We got to get straight now. Don't be deceived. The devil is a deceiver. He had soul like God had soul. He know where he going. Don't be deceived. You know. And you hear folks, you can talk about cause folks famous, popular. We gonna put them in heaven. I don't care what.
Bring that out, Pastor. Bring that out.
You can have the biggest funeral you ever had in your life.
Your point, Pastor.
That don't get you heaven cause you famous and popular. Don't worry. We can talk about going to heaven, but if you haven't given your life to Christ, you're not in heaven. Now watch this. See, this kind of preaching right here don't get no lunch bill, lunch paid for. I gotta buy my own lunch. Sometimes watch this. Can I use this as heaven for a while? Y'all be in heaven for a while. I know you're going one day, but be in heaven for a while. Let this be hell, if y'all. Let this be. No. No, wait. I'll take that back. Let this right here be the earth. You'll take that, won't you? Well, let this be the earth, baby. Let this right here be the earth. This up here is heaven. I want you to think for a moment. You got to think and see it. This heaven. Boy, they just half up there. Just jolly. Boy, ain't hurting no kind of way. Now watch this now. Watch this. If God will come down right now, Jesus will come now,
yeah,
and just let you see a picture,
yeah,
of heaven,
yeah,
peace and joy,
yeah, yeah,
peace and joy,
yeah,
and then he'll let you see a picture of hell.
All right.
Just show you a picture of hell. What's going on in hell? And he will say, watch this now, if he come take my spot right now, and we literally see it. And he said, who ain't saved but got to go to hell? And they see how hell's going on. You will immediately give your life to Jesus.
All right. All right.
If he literally lets you see it actually going on, you may see some of your kinfolk, my kinfolk or something, and catching hell, I mean moaning and groaning. And said, now the only way you miss this, you got to go by Jesus. Everyone that out there not saved, you'll give your life to Jesus. Just what the word of God is all about. You got to have faith in it. The devil wants you to have faith in the word of God. You don't just go to heaven in a high cuff, you're popular because you got money. I don't care what the preacher says. Preacher can't put you in heaven. I don't care how the good words you may say about you. That can't get you to heaven. Only through Jesus Christ get a man to heaven.
All right.
And the devil deceiving the word going and coming. Church folks. Deceiving a lot of church folks. Oh. He wants you to go to hell with him. Because he know where he going. See, he already know where he going. See. In these last and evil days. The devil know he's on his last leg. He know you can see it coming. If you read about the Bible and read what happened, he already know where he going. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, the polar preacher had to do all this to make all kind of illustrations, trying to get folks to see that they need to be saved. And my brother and sister, just going to a local church is not salvation. That's what we've got to understand. Going to a local church is not salvation. I'm going to church today. Oh, you went to church. What you do? What you believe in? Well, preacher brought a good sermon. What you know what a good sermon is?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You've got the bank. You've got the bank. You've got, what is a good sermon?
Right.
Well, let me tell you what a good sermon is in a church. Oh, get your Bible. Paul, look at this. Look at Romans 10 and 9. God Almighty.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus.
God Almighty.
And shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Salvation. Believing on who? Jesus Christ. Believing on Jesus is what? Salvation. That's where you get saved. Just come, watch this, y'all. Watch. See, a lot of folks going to be, the devil sleep in church. Y'all didn't know that?
All right.
The devil be in church every Sunday through the week too.
All right.
He religious.
Yes, yes.
He got members like Jesus got members.
Yes.
Call me go to church. But the only thing here along one pastor, I'm going to disturb him. The devil. Take the cup off him. Preacher got to take the cup off him.
You're right.
Preacher.
And the only thing to take cup off is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. You've got to tell the folk what he's here for. That's the only way to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. No other way. The devil very religious. The devil loves church. What? But he hates the owner of the church. He loves church. What? But he hates the owner of the church. Jesus said, upon this what? Rock. He can't stand that what? Rock. The rock take the cup off him.
Yes, sir.
Jesus made it plain as day. They come in there with sheep clothing on. But inward they're what? Raven wool. Let the wheat and the tares do what? Grow together. At the harvest time, I'll do what? Separate them. I'm going over yonder, across the street. Going over there. He over there too. I'm going to Papa Tupac Church. He over there too. The devil in every local church. Salvation is not local churching. Salvation is believing on Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's salvation. And we just believe how the devil got folks so to see he was a good man. He was a good lady. Goodness don't get you there. I told you how to get there is through Jesus Christ. You got to believe on Jesus Christ as your Savior. And no other way to get to heaven. I don't care what man trying to do. The devil deceiving folks. That means the Bible says, don't let no man deceive you. He don't want you saved. The devil know where he going. He know he going to the lake of fire. And everybody follow him going right there with him.
All right.
And we don't say nothing about it in the church. Why are you going to say that? Because the devil loves church too. He religious. He at members like God at members. God wants to save them. The devil won't destroy them. Lord Almighty.
This is catalog number 1624. Catalog number 1624.
You don't see this. You just, I don't call you blind, but I'm trying to open your eyes. What you see ain't about to get no better. Some of the worst folks running for president ever saw in my life. They fit. This the way the world is now. This the way the world is now.
Right,
campaigning for fighting, doing everything. This way the world is now.
Right.
And he got a crazy folk just following him. Everywhere he go, that's the devil. Just follow folks everywhere they go. Don't you see how the world living? It don't creep in the church.
You're right.
There be so much of form and fashion goes on where? In the church. There be so much of entertaining goes on where? In the church. It's up to the pastor. If you got a false pastor, the whole church is false.
All right.
If you got a real pastor, the church is real. The pastor what makes the church false or real.
Right.
Cause he gonna tell the truth. Not to tickle folks' ears and make them feel good. You can feel good and bust hell wide open. We trying to keep folks out of here by telling them what? The truth. Visitor, I know you don't know me too much, but this way I preach.
Preach on, preach on.
I don't play with folks' souls. I'm got to stand before a living God one day. He got to love. These preachers are supposed to love folks what? Souls. Not your money, not your gold. Not your women, not your daughter, not your man. Got to love folks what? Souls. That one thing about Paulium, they didn't play with folks what? Souls.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Playing church too much. I mean it.
Right.
This thing ain't nothing to play with. The devil got your soul. It's too late. If you die, it's just over.
Yeah.
Don't play with folks' soul.
Nah.
Thing is real. You can take it lightly. All we want to take it lightly. When you catch a preacher, don't care who he is. If he playing around with somebody, ain't no this, ain't no believe everything about you better find you another pastor.
All right.
I ain't trying to tell you come over here either. I'm just gonna tell you the truth over here, that's all.
You're right, Pastor.
I promise you got a devil in the pulpit, don't care who he is. He gonna tell you the truth. If he got the wrong, he gonna tell you the truth.
Lord bless you.
In these last days, don't y'all see what happening? Don't you see it?
Yeah.
I promise you it won't get no better.
Yeah.
I promise you. We ain't saying nothing about the last days. It ain't right here in the Bible. And you see it happening before your eyes.
You're right.
Some of the crazy laws popping up you ever saw in your life.
Right.
That's right.
You're right.
That's right.
Crazy.
I'm going to tell y'all, listen, I was at church last week and I saw I'm the treasurer in our convention, you know, in Locadia. And I was in the vestibule in the office over there, meaning two or three sisters there. And across the vestibule hallway, there's two bathrooms. And the image of a woman and a man on both of them. On next door, an image of a man, you know, and then on the next door, an image of a man and woman. I said, well, they all be on change the thing already. I know the folks who I've been knowing for all my life, and you know, we don't call the name, but you know, I said, hey, so it's coming, so it's coming, come. I said, y'all already started obeying the law? A White House already? She just bust out and started grinning, you know, because she know what I mean. No, Reverend. See, we got one dude in one event bathroom. They just lock the door when they go in. Oh, I thought it was anybody behind anybody, you know. And keep on behind anybody. I thought it was, you know. I said, okay, I'll take that then. These crazy laws, they're making, but we better, look, it's a mess. And you haven't seen nothing yet. There ain't nothing but a mess. A P.O.D. what? Mess. Already raping children, going and coming, raping men and women, and we're going to be, that's stupid.
That's right.
Why my little baby, 5 years old, going to go to the bathroom where anybody can go, men and women, boys and girls? That's stupid. That's just plain stupid. But they think they got a lot of sense, but it's stupid. We got them separated. We can't stop it. Now you put them together. These the last days. The last days. They are written. You haven't seen nothing yet.
Right.
I'm going to say this again. I have said when I got my time to say it.
Yeah.
I went 50 years, but I'm backed up by the world coming to an end, or the coming of Jesus. From the depths of my heart, I don't believe it's going to go 40 years now, or 30. Just think about next 20 years, how it's going to be. Think now, if it's getting like this already, think, read your Bible and see what's going to happen.
Right.
They pushing Jesus out of everything.
Right.
See, Jesus is the devil threat.
That's right.
And when you stop preaching Jesus, the devil takes over. We represent the church of Laodicea.
Right.
We Laodicea, the last church. Jesus tried to get in his own church. The seven churches. Laodicea is the last one. We represent the last church. Here Jesus knocking at the door of his own church. Because what? If he on the outside, something going on the inside.
Right.
Nothing but form and fashion and entertainment. That way, and false preachers, false prophets. Watch it. That's all you got to do. Notice now, I'm just watching it. As you go in life, see how they change and things against what God done said. You got to read your Bible. This world is real.
Yeah.
The devil is real, but thank God he real.
Yes,
he come to save folks. The devil trying to get all he can to go to hell with him. He put doubts in your mind not to believe Jesus Christ. You think it, but he got you thinking when you turn it down. When people offer you Jesus, and you turn it down. Who you think made you turn it down?
Well,
the devil.
That's right.
Because he don't want you to get saved. He wants you to go to hell with him. He know where he going. I don't care what man say out yonder. Because the devil, he got folk in big places. Popular folk, they come up with everything against what God done said. To make you think they know. They don't know nothing. God done told you what I know. I done told you about it in this Bible. He wants your soul. Jesus wants your soul. God, the devil wants your soul. Both want your soul. And Jesus offers you how to get it. Your soul saved. Just the plain as day.
Mama.
If a man just believe the word of God, Jesus Christ, and confess with his mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shall, not might, but thou shall be saved. Now watch this now. It's not in a way, I feel. He ain't saying about feeling nothing. I don't feel like it. And they don't feel like it. It's a faith walk. Faith. I stepped out on what? Faith. Not no fear. Folks serve God how they feel. You don't serve God how you feel. You serve God because you've been born again and by faith. I don't feel up to it. All that kind of stuff. But I'm saved because I gave my life to Christ. I have faith in his word. Ain't no fear. It's a faith walk. Sometimes we pray because we don't fear nothing long. Don't pray. He said, if thy fear, I hear your prayer. Don't pray in faith. I mean it. Folks, I don't feel up to it. Ain't no up to how you feel. Just tell God what you want and mean what you want. The devil deal with our feeling. He don't want your prayers answered. I don't feel nothing. I don't feel lacking. And get all upset. That still ain't making God do nothing. Just pray in faith. Talk to God. Tell him what you want in faith and not how you feel. Now look how simple being saved is. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart, God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be, that might be, move might out the way. Thou shalt be saved. If you mean business with faith, faith is a faith walk, not a fear walk. Thou shalt be saved. Let us all stand. Somebody may want to give their life to Christ as their personal Savior. One may come by Christian experience or by letter, you may come. Yes, Lord.